the birth of the cool. However, what I don't think anyone expected was the cultural war that would emerge from the rise of fast casual. The restaurant segment was very young, and just as young people will be imprudent and reckless in their desire to be cool, the new chains were determined to break away from the stodgy corporate images of McDonald's, Jack in the Box, and the rest, and be hipper, cooler, and edgier. They were after a new consumer, Generation X and Generation Y folks who were joined at the hip with their mobile devices, working at internet startups and in many ways defining the new internet era in American culture. Rather than try to outspend the deep-pocketed corporate chains, the fast casual purveyors decided to outbrand them instead. Starbucks was one of the most successful fast casual brands to capitalize on this sense of youthful elan. That makes sense, after all. It already had the hip, urban coffeehouse vibe, even in the days when all of its stores looked the same. And despite the fact that the chain has largely struck out with its food products, Starbucks has managed to convince the nation that it needs a $4 latte. The company was in the perfect zone at the perfect time to capture the zeitgeist of the dot-com era. Its stores were abundant in places like Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco, where the internet gold rush was hot